We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hello, good morning, good morning. Happy Sunday. It's a beautiful day. And it's great news. Maybe that's why it's a beautiful day. I'm joined by Melissa DeRosa, Robert Mojica, Jim Mellitus, and Alexander Cochran, my Washington representative. Today is day 162. New York conducted 65,812 tests yesterday. And we had the lowest one-day positive rate since we started, 0.78. We are normally about one, a little below, a little over, but 0.7 is the lowest rate since we started. Congratulations, New Yorkers. Incredible. Really an incredible achievement by New Yorkers. Seven New Yorkers passed away yesterday. They're in our thoughts and prayers. 548 hospitalized, now 25, and 131 in ICU. That is the lowest number of people we've had in ICU units since this started. So that's also great news. Protect the progress, protect the progress. Local governments do the enforcement. I know I repeat myself, but I'll repeat myself until they hear me. State police and the state liquor authority are continuing to try to fill the vacuum left by local enforcement in some parts of the state. They issued 26 violations yesterday for bars and restaurants that were violating the rules, one in the Bronx, two in Brooklyn, five in Manhattan, 16 in Queens, two in Nassau. Come on, Queens. We need the NYPD to step up and help in New York City, and we need local governments across the board to also be doing their job. On schools, I announced the other day that by the viral infection rate, all school districts in the state can open, if and how is left to the local school districts. The point I made about the consultation with teachers and parents was not just a helpful hint that is required. I have some school districts that said, well, do we have to talk to the parents? Yes. You have to consult with the parents. That is a requirement that every school district must have at least three online, Zoom, however they want to do it, consultations, discussions with the parents, explaining the plans, and answering questions. The Big Five school districts have to do at least five by August 21, and they have to have a separate one just with the teachers. I don't get what people or school districts could be confused by. If the teachers do not agree to come back, it is extraordinarily difficult, if not impossible, to operate a school. If the parents don't agree to send their children back to school, I don't know how you have school without students. Even in this new COVID crisis creativity, you still need teachers and you still need students to operate a school, best I know. And you're not going to get them back just because the school district says this is what we're going to do. I'm telling you that. I talk to the parents. I talk to the teachers. They have real issues and real concerns, and there has to be a dialogue and there has to be a discussion. These plans were not sent down from the heaven. They're constructed by the local school district. I applaud the local school districts for their activity and their work and their creativity, but they have to have the consultation with the parents and the teachers, and time is short. Several school districts have sent in plans. Several school districts have updated their plans. New York City sent in a second supplemental plan. The Department of Health is working over this weekend, going through them. We'll have a status tomorrow. President Trump announced some executive orders. The executive orders will not be a substitute for legislation. Just by law, you're not going to be able to do what you have to do by executive order. Take it from someone who understands the power of executive orders and is often considered an executive order when you can't get legislation. He can't do it with an executive order. It's on shaky ground legally, but even to the extent that he's executed executive orders, they aren't going to meet the demand. The concept of saying to states, you pay 25% of the unemployment insurance is just laughable. The whole issue here was getting states funding, state and local funding. You can't now say to states who have no funding, and you have to pay 25% of the unemployment insurance cost. I mean, it's just, there's no funding for schools that are now trying to reopen, and according to the White House, they want them to reopen. So they need legislation. It's the only way to do it. If they don't get it passed, if the president's not willing to get it passed, then this is just an additional failure in a series of failures to handle with this COVID crisis. And my advice is when you are in a hole, stop digging. When you are in a hole, stop digging. It is good advice. Operator, we'll take a couple of questions.
As a reminder, to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, press the pound key. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A roster. And your first question comes from the line of Nick Reisman from Spectrum News. Your line is now open.
Hey, Governor. Happy Sunday. My question for you, just in terms of what's going on right now with the federal government, at what point will you kind of, I don't want to say give up on federal action, but at what point will some of the cuts that New York they potentially have to make will have to take effect if there's no federal action at this point?
Well, the federal action, Nick, has to be resolved. What the president has done has made it impossible on the state. The president, by his executive order, has us paying 25% of the unemployment insurance. That could cost us $4 billion. It's just an impossibility. So none of this is real on the federal side. This is going to have to be resolved. I don't know if the president is genuine in thinking the executive order is a resolution or if this is just a tactic in the negotiation. But this is irreconcilable for the state. And I expect, Nick, this is just a chapter in the book of Washington COVID mismanagement.
And your next question comes from the line of Lauren Cook from TIX 11. You may ask your question.
Hi, Governor. I actually have two quick questions. One is, do you have the violations for Friday regarding the restaurants and bars? And my second question is, the CDC released new numbers on Friday, about 570 reported cases of the inflammatory syndrome in children. So I was just looking to see if you guys had an update in terms of how many children in New York are diagnosed.
Yeah, the... Do we have the closing numbers, the violation numbers for last Friday?
For this past Friday.
Yeah, I can get the numbers I gave you were last night, but I can get you, the press office will get you the numbers for Friday. Mm-hmm. On the inflammatory syndrome, in New York, the number has gone up, but not significantly, because we have been looking for it. I think what you're seeing nationwide and even globally is the other states and countries had not been looking for it. We were really the first state to detect it. And what's happening now is, excuse me, as their health systems have been made aware of the situation and are now looking for it, they are seeing it. It was previously undiagnosed. And I think what you're going to see is the more people are aware of it, the more cases you will find because it has been going on. People just haven't recognized it, right? But our number has not gone up significantly.
Is there, if I follow up offline, would I be able to get an official number?
Yes, we can get you the number of inflammatory syndrome cases and the number of violations. I'll have someone from my press office call you. How's that?
Great. Thank you, Governor.
Or you can call 518-474-8418.
418. Thank you.
And say the governor said you would give me this information or I should call him back immediately. Thank you very much. Operator, let's take one more, and then we'll go enjoy Sunday.
All right. Your next question comes from the line of Shan Miki from ABC News Rochester. You may ask your question.
Hi, Mr. Governor. Do you have any reaction to the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation saying that the deal with Eastman Kodak is on hold now following accusations of insider trading?
Yeah. I don't really know the specifics. I think what's the Kodak proposed program would be great for Rochester, and I said I'd like to try to make it happen any way we can because what's good for Rochester, what's good for New York, is what we want to get done. I do not know about the actual program on the federal side, so I have no knowledge of that. Okay. Operator, thank you very much. Melissa, Rob, Jim, Alex, thank you very much for taking the time. Thank you all. Have a nice Sunday.